Third week of Christmas, Jeff Harden asked for me, who? Sex Positive Jarve. He wants to hear some show, but is too nice to ask, but we'll do it anyway. We will do it for Sex Positive Jarve. Welcome, friends, to the third week of Christmas with Minute Impossible and the Midnight Boys in Minute 21. Let's give it a listen. Happy Holidays! Minute Impossible, it's Friday. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time, and sometimes we actually talk about the minute. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Duff.
I'm Joe.
I didn't expect to talk about the minute with Rob on, so I mean...
Hey, you know what? We all know I put the poll in the Impossible Minute Force, and I said, how many episodes should I be on this season? And 3, 6, or 9, and I mean, I can't even count the number of people that chose 9. So
you can't even count
because it's zero.
is Rob Urkeling you guys? Is Rob?
He's got
he's got those Trump poll numbers over there. You know, he's like, I don't believe those numbers. They're not right. My numbers say that I should be on 12 times.
I am going to Urkel this.
Next time I watch a YouTube video, there's going to be an ad for like Rob for America. Do you support Rob on Mission Impossible Minute? And they like click yes or no.
I'm going to use that $2 I save every month of not giving to your Patreon to put towards those ads.
It's going
to
be a poll that says Rob or Dave? Dave or Rob?
So before we get into anything.
We haven't.
Well, one thing I was going to say in the first minute, but I'm going to approach this movie from this point on. I'm pretending that he's actually at a public transportation conference and it just went horribly awry.
Trampo Confo 2006 was baller. They destroyed that place.
Yeah. Yeah.
They will not be getting their deposit back on this place.
They probably will not be welcome back for Trampo Confo 06.
We're saying goodbye to the warehouse finally after like 3 weeks here. The shots are he and Agent Ferris, he and Felicity are pinned down. He's got one bullet left.
Oh, it's so cool.
It is so cool because he wills himself to shoot that man one time. He's literally like, he's like, because she's like, how many bullets you got? And he's like, enough. He shoots him one time.
But again, this is one of those moments to me that's like JJ's trying too hard to make him seem cool. If this was in another movie, it wouldn't have been this big of a deal. It would have just been like, he would have just done it and it would have been like, oh shit, you know? But here it's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems a little this is a Charles Bronson line. Like, it's like, how many bullets do you have? Oh, just one.
So I kind of agree in that I feel like I'm okay with him saying enough and then turning around and shooting him. What ruins it a little bit for me is how he follows it up with like, now enough or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Just show it's him like reloading later, and we can be like, oh shit, is that?
Show that he's only got one and let him do it, you know?
Yeah.
Later in the movie, it's like later in the movie when he does the Humpty Dumpty thing. And it's like, what crap was that?
That part is terrible.
It's like, why? Why do you need to do that? You're doing it right to camera too.
Yeah. Yeah. That line.
Don't be breaking the fourth wall. You're not Deadpool. You're not Ferris Bueller. Come on.
He does have Ferris in it, though. Agent Ferris.
She's dead at that point. She shouldn't have been, but she was. You know, whatever.
Oh, this is where our minute. This is our 90 seconds, guys. We hit 90 seconds, 10 seconds into this minute. Where's the freaking helicopter?
Where's but at least some, Rhys Myers? We're still asking that in 2020. Where is he?
Billy, he would have already been there.
Or Jonathan Rhys Myers.
Yeah, he would have been there. Billy would have been there. This late come.
Ethan.
I was trying to get there, but my head is still spinning from all the windmills. Yeah. That sounds like Shrek.
All the windmills were making me so, or Stoic the Vast from
Donkey
from Donkey. Dragons. Hiccup, you're not a good Viking. That's about the range I have on here, Joe. That's my voice range.
You're Gerard Butler.
My Gerald Butler. yeah, and so yeah, they at least Luther shows up. Luther's there in 5 seconds. He's like, G minus five. Again, thought it was 5 minutes. Shows up in 5 seconds. Awesome.
Luther's all reliable, you know.
Yeah, he really is. Old Faithful.
Hey, it's nice that the van guy actually gets to drive the van. We very rarely see Luther driving the van. Most of the time, he's hotboxing himself in the back of the van.
Do you think Luther drives a van for pleasure too? Like, does Luther in his personal life also drive vans? Or do you think he's like, oh, thank God I can drive?
I don't think
like
he fits in another car, so it's always vans for him.
He doesn't mix business with pleasure. I think I don't know what automobile he has.
He's got to have plenty of room for his Arby's, man.
I mean, as we move farther away from being such an ableist society, maybe the next Mission Impossible van will actually have his ramp for his wheelchair to go in and out of. Out of like the side.
His legs are not good.
Also, by the time like the world lets movies start being made again, King Reigns might be pretty old.
Yeah, he'll be a hologram.
What a weird hello, welcome. I am Luther 3.0.
He'll be like, Jarvis from Avengers?
If it helps, you can give me different hats.
Luther would be a cool Siri or Alexa voice. Luther.
Oh, yeah. Ving Rhames is cool.
Hey, Luther, what's the temperature outside, Luther?
Well, calling him Luther, although Luther is a cool name. That is a cool ass name.
I was going to say it'd be cool if he was like your navigating app voice.
Oh, but perfect.
That's basically Simon Pegg's role in this movie is just to be a navigation app in the whole series, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As you get the fallout, he does it again. They jokingly have him literally say, turn left, go left here. You're like, really? Come on. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we don't get any Simon Pegg. I had 2 weeks on here. No Simon Pegg, no PSH.
Well, we're not up to your nine. We're not up to your nine yet.
You're right.
Maybe you'll get Simon Pegg. Maybe you'll get Blue Dong minutes. I don't know. We'll see.
You'll get pegged later, Rob. Don't worry.
If you're worried about it.
All he cares about being pegged.
So yeah, this is kind of you guys aren't going to get any more Carrie Russell. She's at least alive, but you at least get to see one more flared base being thrown.
Yes, the magnetic flared base.
One more butt plug being thrown on his way out the door.
It moves the same way as that gun does. It's just like in the air, and all of a sudden,
it takes a left.
Yeah, but it's cool. And
first
also,
I saw it confused me. I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
And he throws the grappling hook out, anytime I've seen a grappling hook in a movie since 1989, I think of Batman, and I think of where does he get those wonderful toys?
His batarang.
So the
whatever thing he throws reminds me of it. It's a little too video gamey for me. The way it sticks, it reminds me of
butt plugs. It's a butt plug.
It reminds me of Halo or something. Just some weird grenade that sticks to the thing you throw it at.
It is. I mean, this sequence is very video gamey, but maybe that's why I like it.
J.J. Abrams is very video gamey too.
Yeah, I beat him in Warzone. So did Joe.
But J.J. Abrams is terrible at video games. Just awful.
But everyone tells him he's good, and he keeps getting all the best games. All the best franchises.
Oh, you beat us again, man. Good job.
Oh, no, I died.
He is the one that wrote that Superman movie with Flyby where Krypton doesn't explode and Lex Luthor is his brother.
Oh, God.
Flyby?
No.
It was the one that was supposed to be the Superman movie.
Krypton doesn't explode. Superman's just man. Kal-El.
That was his script. Superman gets sent to Earth, but
Kal-El college nerd.
And was that the one?
Lex Luthor is his brother. It was such a mess.
Was that the one that was in production hell for like 10 years? And that's the one where that Nicolas Cage pick.
No, this
from.
Oh, that, that's a different that one. Fell apart. This one was the one that they were going to go with Mick G directing.
Oh so, man, what happened to Mick G?
He's still making doing Netflix things? Movies.
He made a couple Netflix of movies. Charlie's Angels movies, and
I remember those.
That was like 15 years ago, though.
Yeah.
He did The Babysitter for Netflix, and then that other one that they just did recently.
Rim of the World. That sounds like a porno.
Yeah, some other one. Yeah, they're both Netflix.
Bring back more pretentious one-name directors like McGee and Pete.
And you know, and he did do that Smash Mouth video for All Star. So you know.
That was like 20 years ago.
That's one of my favorites.
one of Palace's favorites.
It must make him sad that Smash Mouth is arguably bigger now than they were, thanks to weird, ironic meme culture. And
well, you know, he did videos for Smash Mouth and Sugar Ray, and I mean, come on, you know.
He was
every
all
every morning.
He was all over that kind of rich kid stoner LA culture.
They were his buddies. He was the J.J. Abrams of the 90s.
McGee. I'll buy that. That sounds
because he knew everyone.
Yeah, he was a young kid who had family that was already, you know, into things, you know.
Sugar Ray had some bangers though, for real though. Every morning.
How old were you?
Song.
Like 10?
No, yeah. I was like that's a teenager school. When every morning it's high school. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't cool to like every morning, but come on.
It's Sugar Ray was all right. I didn't mind it.
It comes on the radio. You bop your head. You
like yeah, it. Absolutely. You're not changing the channel when
just
that
like Smash Mouth
Fly comes on.
I actually have to have that when I'm in my Hummel room. That's the only song that will allow me to create focus.
That's a whole different Reddit though. The Smash Mouth figurine crossover Reddit thread.
Shrek figurines.
It's just called things I can do to Smash Mouth. That's all it's called.
It's called / Hey Now.
Hey Now. Yep. And he lands on Luther's van, on top of Luther's precious van. And he's about to, the second it ends right at the second he's about to explode the explosion. So you guys wanted to see that.
The butt plug that explodes in the butt.
Yep. Well, he already placed another one when he came in the building. So basically he put one in the entrance and the exit to this building.
And to go with like the Felicity Tom Cruise thing, like when he like that, it is sort of flirty because we don't know the relationship. Like, you know, she lands right on top of him. There's that little look they exchange on top of this fan.
Yeah. there is an intimacy.
Yeah.
There. Well, it's usually intimacy when someone lands on top.
I mean, that's not like landing on your sister right there. I'll tell you that much.
You don't have a sister.
I know, but I'm assuming it's not like that.
Plus, adrenaline and endorphins are going, and shit happens.
Do you think he's got frightened wood? Do you think he's got
a Top Gun?
He's got fear wood.
Yeah, that's an Ethan specialty, man. That's why he does what he does.
He knows how to keep his boners in check.
Yes,
Duff, because he learned from you, Duff.
Yeah,
he's wearing that.
Well, because his friend Kerry Russell said, "Hey, you should listen to this show." They're talking about you having boners.
Joe's my favorite.
Listen to these boner killers over here.
They said something about having sex with Hummels. I don't even know what they're talking about.
Hummels.
It's almost like they don't make any sense and aren't talking about the minute.
If you guys ever find a Kerry Russell Hummel, please let me know.
What's a Hummel?
It's a Precious Moments type of.
Oh, okay.
You've seen them for sure.
It's a big-headed cherub doll. Oh. Figurine. Okay. Thing. All right, so best part of the show is that we get to wrap up early because it is Fan Fiction Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone strap into your rubber pants because we are going into Fan Fiction Friday.
Done and done.
You can't fight the friction!
All right. Ugh.
That's like guys.
You didn't know why that's what the sound was in the song.
Yeah, it's from
Joe, there's a really frightening song that I put in for.
It's really good. It's really good.
Frightening songs are the best.
I wrote it. Mm-hmm. It's all me. This is famously Mission Impossible for her, which we figured out they may only be talking about. This is a mission that is impossible for her, but she is still an agent and they keep bringing up being agent. So we are going with it as it is spy fan fiction. What we do here, Joe, Joe has just found the link that I sent in the group. Mm-hmm. And he has just made a noise that means he is happy and he is letting that fan fiction into his
I'm
body.
Just double checking on how much of my body is in the frame in this video right now.
All right, yeah, make sure. My lower half's wearing a towel, if you know what I mean.
An anime avatar is always a good sign.
Yes, and this is this is the second, we're going to be reading chapter two. You all remember famously, Rob said, chapter one named chapter one. Chapter two is The Chase Continues.
I'm going to miss one chapter one, though. I am going to miss that.
Yeah. So there are three chapters of this, and we're going to read some of this tonight. Guys, you get to decide who's going to be what character. Rob is actually in a unique place of maybe getting to play the same character. I don't actually remember who you played last time.
I played a girl.
But you screamed a
lot.
The
boss. I played the boss.
Oh, that's right. You were the boss.
Yeah. But, who's the boss? I was.
Samantha.
So basically in this scene, there's a couple different people. It's hard to tell because they don't actually say.
Yeah, I can't figure it out.
It's not like a movie script.
No. So we're going to go. It's kind of like a flow. Let me put it this way. This first paragraph I'm going to read because I always read the narration.
Spirit reading.
You will be transported into a scene so quickly, your head's going to spin like you're in a field of windmills. It is bone jarring how quickly we're going to get into this next scene. Everyone pick up a line when they want to decide who you want to be. Like as we go, it's fine. Chris, you may join in if you wish. I know sometimes you just pull your blood plug and fall asleep on
the. I'm gonna do that right now.
Joe and Duff, you guys should take lines before me since I've already gotten to do this.
Okay.
I don't even understand how I.
Yeah, we don't either. You got to work through it live.
Yep. She looked out of the small window. She saw many huge white clouds. She tried to make shapes out of it. She could make a dog, cat, fish, bear, and surprisingly, Igarashi had begun to see him everywhere. This is all one sentence. Surprisingly, Igarashi had begun to see him everywhere since she had got her mission at her apartment lobby, outside her room dressed as a waiter. But of course, she could see through that disguise. Amateurs, she thought. And now here, on the plane to Singapore.
End of sentence.
I'm like, that is one sentence for that entire thing I just read.
It was like a Dickens sentence right
yes.
there.
Could he ever leave her alone? She sighed. So, okay, before we go into this, what that is trying to tell you is she's on a plane. She was given her orders in her apartment lobby. Outside her room dressed as a waiter. So, okay. In the lobby of her apartment, there was a waiter. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense. Let's just move on.
Okay.
Because Ignashi's now here because he's on the plane with her. Does this make sense?
She just seen him.
It makes as much sense as it's going to. I'll put it that way.
No, she hasn't just seen him. If someone wants to start the first line.
So I guess you saw through my disguises before.
Igarashi said, sitting down on the empty seat net beside her. So he's on the plane.
What do you think?
I know. You is well, that still you?
I no. think so. I'd,
oh, see, yeah. It does seem like it would be. It would be. Cause,
but then, like, the next line is weird, too. It's.
I'm baffled by.
Just to tell you all, we'll put up a link in the group. There's no context clues. Nothing explaining who's talking. It's just dialogue between two people.
It's written like if you gave Cormac McCarthy a traumatic brain injury and had him write a novel, like a story.
What's the screen editor? Is it Screen Editor Pro or whatever? They send this person some screenwriting.
Oh, final draft.
Like that, it's
final
like draft. That, yeah, like that dragon for speech where you just start talking. And it just kind of writes out whatever's being said.
For anyone old enough to remember Babelfish, where you tried to cheat at high school Spanish.
Yep.
Rob didn't have to because he's fluent in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So there are one, two, three. There are like, I have no idea. This is all quotes now. And I have no.
Let's just clue. Alternate. Just alternate.
Okay. So I'll start again. So I guess you saw through my disguises before.
Igarashi said, sitting down on the empty seat beside her.
What did you think?
Well, according to me, they were very good.
Amateurs!
She did not even once turn to see his face.
I know you're irritated, but you can at least see me.
Wow, you guys have now switched characters.
Well,
it's awesome, though.
This thing reads like a chatbot.
Yeah.
Sighing, she turned her face. She turned to face him.
Being my bodyguard is one, and putting cameras in my bathroom is totally another thing.
she said, fiercely tapping her finger on his hard chest. His buttons were open right till the middle of his chest. I love that Chris is like, come on. Just like over the back.
I was only safeguarding you, beautiful body.
He smirked.
Ooh, beautiful body.
Is that supposed to be your?
Yes.
Who even gave you the room keys?
Money.
Course. Who else could it be?
She was pissed off. Not only had he been following her, but also invading her privacy. She turned back to the window, clearly interested in the clouds. Sigh.
I am sorry. Actually, I am not, you know. I got to see you nude.
He smirked. She gave him a sharp jab on his chest.
That'll keep you and your big mouth shut. And get out of here and go back to your own seat.
Oh, we switch characters again.
Okay. It's fine. Keep going.
We're just alternating. And somehow.
So the off was me, your noise of me hitting you. So when I give you a sharp jab in the chest, apparently you go off. I am in my own seat.
Shut up. We're nearly halfway through the journey and we've made no stops and you were not sitting here before. An old man was.
Wait, we've made no stops. It's an airplane. It's not like a bus.
They stop every 20 minutes. She
thinks it's like Indiana Jones where you fly around on that map and you have to stop like every 600 miles for some reason.
Yeah.
Bunny, I just exchanged seats with him.
He was better compared to you.
He was staring at your breasts. You call that nice?
She blushed a deep pink.
Yeah, she did. I'm not as perverted, but then I have seen your whole bodice from every angle.
He smirked. I don't know what is the point of this. They are secret agents.
And shut like up. A bodice is an article of clothing.
I like that. Duff just yelled out, shut up.
No, it's the next
line. I know, it's the next line.
But it sounds like you're telling us to shut up. Like, shut up. This gets good. And he got one more jab.
Oof.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Good improv. He shut up for an hour or two. This is great exposition. We can't tell you because we don't know. No man can stay quiet for a long time.
Right, was this ladies? Written by Rob's wife? I was ordered to protect you, a demon.
Look, I don't need any bodyguard. I can protect myself.
She said through gritted teeth.
An old man was staring at your breasts.
Well, I was sleeping at that time.
Oh, the El Franken defense.
She challenged.
Well, I don't care. What if he picked you up and went to a washroom?
What?
What? Wait, whoa.
Just threw her over his shoulder?
I'm on this airplane. It lands every 20 minutes. I'm going to take this sleeping woman to the washroom. I'm an old man. Now he was getting angry and protective.
You are going back when we reach Singapore,
he said simply.
She said simply.
Oh, she said simply. Sorry.
Don't let our listeners get confused.
Yeah.
Sorry. She said,
no, don't you get it? The mission is dangerous. God knows why boss chose you.
Oh, boss. They brought up boss.
He knows it closely related to me, but I can't figure out what that relation is. And she asked about Usi. Usi?
Sure.
It
might be me. She said that the Usi part so that it was only audible to her. Now things were falling into place. Boss already knows what happened to Usi and me, she thought.
Oh, okay.
I know it seems like she should be talking, but this is now her inner monologue. Usi must be there at Singapore. Oh my God. This fact made her more angry than happy. She may see Usi after 15 years. Ever since he left the darn note short and to the point, just like him.
Should we let Rob read this letter?
We need a new reader now.
Dear Misaki, I know that you may get angry after reading this letter, and you have all the rights.
All of them.
I have to go somewhere very important, and I'll try to come back as soon as possible. I hope you don't think I am ditching you. I'll never do that. But you just need to trust me. Take care of our daughter. I love you. I'll come back. Love, Usi.
He never came back.
That's good writing right there.
It's the Should be the Ron Howard voice right now.
Yeah. Say I'll come back again.
Oh yeah, I'll come back.
He didn't. Is that better?
Yes. There we go.
He never came back. Whatever the letter had said. You told us what the letter had said. You don't say whatever the letter had said.
It's not a mystery.
Whatever he had said was nothing but words. Were nothing but words, asking trust and not giving any. All the men were same, always asking but never giving. I guess he is no different, she thought. I literally don't know what her train of thought is at this point.
This next sentence is wild.
Yep. Yeah, this rules.
She was carrying his baby at the time.
You do.
That's a shame.
He was not there to witness Mui's birth, but knows her name as they had decided to keep her name, Mui, before itself. We'll move on. She never knew her father, but she had never been jealous of her friends. She thought she never had even had a father to begin with. Misaki had encouraged her to keep up that thought. Okay. Translation. She's never met her father. She doesn't even know she has one.
You can read this ad here. SAP Automation Tools Redwood is here to help you get current or go future-proof with award-winning solutions. Open.
So she's a virgin birth.
Mui was now 15 and was living with Misaki's mom because of her heavy schedule. I have such a heavy schedule, guys. He had not been there to see her grow up. Mui is her daughter and not both of theirs.
What?
He's obviously not been there to see her grow up either.
Right. Oh.
This is sad.
That's because she has a heavy schedule, Chris. Boss gave her a job from the good spy agency. All right. That was stuff from last week. A small teardrop flowed down her smooth cheek. Oh, she rubbed it off hurriedly, for she was afraid Igarashi may see it.
Why he already saw her whole bodice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tear.
Why was she crying? He meant nothing to her now. Only ancient history. Since that day, she started hating men. Oh no. Where is this going?
Andre.
Yeah. It was now nearly midnight. They would be landing in 5 minutes. The seatbelt sign came on. She quickly buckled up. Out of the corner of her eye, she could see Igarashi buckling up too. The plane did a smooth landing soon. They were on their way to the hotel. Well, that just took care of that whole problem there. They checked in, one room.
Awkward.
The agency had given them limited money.
Friggin' spy agency, always on the cheap.
So I think I'm Misaki last time we talked.
Yeah, hey. Sure.
All right. Guess we'll have to bear with ourselves for a while.
What? Misaki side? I'm just saying what? That was me saying what?
It's odd phrasing.
No problem.
He smirked back with a devilish twinkle in his eye. She did not see that twinkle.
So what are your plans?
He went on to ask.
A whole day of sleep and the rest I'll decide it tomorrow.
I have no problem. I am just your bodyguard. Okay.
You'd better stay back in the room when I'm working. I work alone.
You can't now.
Fine. Now let me rest.
She started building a wall of pillows.
The walls of Jericho.
She built a fort.
So they're doing this from the bed? Like he's already laid down next to her. I work alone. That's what I love. All right. It's your turn again.
That's Joe. Your side. Or who knows?
Yeah.
She said, pointing to the left side.
And that's mine. Now, good night.
So saying, she plopped on the pillows and almost immediately stayed up for some time and watched TV. And then even he turned in, kissing Misaki on the forehead gently. He sighed slowly and switched off the table. That is the end of this chapter. He kissed her on the forehead after she plopped on the pillows.
Over the pillows?
She plopped on them.
So he scaled the wall of pillows.
Yes.
To give her a little smooch.
Well, she doesn't understand. Pillows only move one side. He could actually just get out of the bed, walk to the other side with no pillows, and kiss her easily on the forehead.
I don't think English is just another player's first language.
No.
Going off a hunch.
We've talked about this. This has been translated from another language into English. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because it is insane. But we also don't know. She is a spy. We wouldn't keep on this if she wasn't a spy.
And her bodyguard is really concerned about old dudes looking at her breasts.
Spies normally don't have bodyguards.
That's no, true.
They bodyguard themselves.
They're not a very good spy if they have an entourage.
I will just tell you, there's only one chapter left. It's called The Wrong Guy, and we'll read that wrong next guy. Week. It could literally be anything. We have no idea what's... It's very short, so who knows?
Who knows?
So, Joe, I heard you cackle a couple times. Hopefully you enjoyed Fan Fiction Friday.
Yeah, I just followed Just Another Player on fanfiction.net.
Thank you. Also, did you know... I never noticed before this was rated Fiction K Plus. Fiction K Plus is 9-year-olds and up. Just in case you're wondering.
Seems a little saucy for 9-year-olds.
I know. I don't think I would bring up the word bodice with a 9-year-old, but
old men looking at breasts.
Well, I'm looking at Just Another Player's oeuvre right now, and they do have some rated T stories. Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to dig
rated
in,
T for teen.
Yeah, I assume so.
I don't want to put her on blast and her become super famous and then we get nothing of it, you know, so we'll keep her.
It says on her profile page where they're from.
Where?
India.
Oh.
Okay. Makes more sense. I wonder if this just translates it and does it poorly. Could be too.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's written in Indian and then this is like, oh, here's what it says. That's like the old Babelfish. Like.
Babelfish, man.
Hey, could someone take this? Rob, take this and put it into translator and make it back into Indian and then have someone that is Indian read it.
There is no Indian. That's not a language.
No, you can put it in and Google Translate.
They
Indian.
They don't Indian. Speak Indian. They speak.
They speak like a bunch of languages, I'm pretty sure.
Isn't Indian like, how, white man?
No, that's different.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Is that the Washington Redskins, right?
Boy, all right.
Smoke 'em peace pipe.
I think Hindi is the official language of India, that in English, but I could be wrong.
In British.
I love Hindi music. Hindi rock.
I used to, but then it got too popular.
When grunge displaced Hindi rock, it was like, well, okay. All right, so that's the end of the episode. It usually ends when Duff makes... whatever he just said.
When I make a racist comment.
Is there still time for plugs?
Of course. There's always butt time plugs. For always be butt plugging.
I've been enjoying my meals at HelloFresh. And if you would like to get $40 off, you can go to freepodcast.com/HelloFresh and you'll get $40 off your first box from HelloFresh.
Is that real?
I have to set it up real quick when this is done.
He's always asking me if I want a HelloFresh box. I'm like, no, nope, I'm good.
Oh, God, no. Someone was talking about it. And they said they get mint in it a lot. I don't want mint.
I think a good, like, instead of that, do your listeners know about our insane and stupid, like, mid-tier Patreon reward?
No, because no one knows where your show is.
Yeah, well.
Let's put it this way. This doesn't overlap except for, like, maybe 15 to 20 people that die hard, listen to everything. So
yeah,
fair enough. But so I think we should we don't need to get into what it is. We should replace it with videos of Rob trying to cook HelloFresh meals.
Oh my God, I would watch that. I would pay extra. Rob, I will give you extra money.
I've gotten pretty good at them now. But yeah, always maybe my selfie this month is what people get will be me cooking.
Just like one lucky patron gets to pick a vegetable and Rob has to try to figure out how to chop it without looking it up online.
Yeah, like give him like one of those things like a dragon fruit or something with like weird ass sides to it. And like in a pit and you're like, I don't know. What do you do?
What is this thing?
You crack it like an egg and then pop it open, I guess. Use a melon baller in the middle. All right. Well, that was a great plug. I knew it was going to be a bit. God damn it. I knew it. Do you guys want to plug it, anything in reality, your shows, or do you care, or we can move on? It's fine.
Forrest Gump Minute is at ForrestGumpMinute.com. Titanic Minute is at
TitanicMinute.com.
Tombstone Minute.com. And the podcast that you can't find is called A Free Podcast. You can find it at AFreePodcast.com.
Finds you.
Yes, it finds you.
And if you're not listening to it, you should.
Thanks, Jonathan.
You're welcome. That's what my Patreon money goes toward. So Chris, you alive
so far?
All right, good. Well, then you and I will come back next week for yet another episode, and we'll hopefully we'll get in that helicopter that's been coming along for the past couple of minutes.
Yeah.
We're not going to do tech of the app. We've run long. So we'll do it next week. So until then, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Rob.
Was and forever shall be Duff.
And I'm Joe.
Joe, will you come lay down next to me in this bed? Because I've got a little pillow thing going on here. you want to look at my bodice?
Yeah, let me just get my grappling hook and rope to scale it, and then okay. I'll be on your side of the room any second.
The pillows or Jonathan?
Well, both.
I didn't mean that. I meant the pillow.
He's a mountain of man. Mm-hmm.
Come and get inside this beard, buddy.
Is there a Funko hiding in there?
Yes. Come on in, you can find out which one it is.
Episode of MI3.